the beautiful prayer of the day, the line that I love is, create in us new and honest hearts. New and honest hearts. And I think that's really, that's, I think in a nutshell, what can we talk about Lent, is that God is in this invitation to repentance, to self-examination, to all of these things, is to bring us new and honest hearts. So, years and years ago, Virginia and I went to Mexico, and we met this priest who had been in El Salvador, and during the really difficult times of the Civil War, and he told us the story of how he was in El Salvador, and one of the generals in the junta of El Salvador died. And this man was not a friend of the people of El Salvador. He was really violent, and a lot of things that he did were just horrible. And the priest, public figure that he was, said, I'm sorry for the loss of their family, but this man was a monster. And that was publicized everywhere. And this the son of this general came to him and confronted him and said, how dare you say this about my father? He's dead. Why are you talking about him like this? And the priest listened to him and let him. And finally he said to him, all right, I've listened to you. Now you listen to me. Your father was exactly as I described him. And you will never love him or even know him until you go and find out what he really did and who he really was. Go do that and then come back to me. 2 years later, the young man comes back to the priest and he says, I found out the truth about my father. He was as you described him. I hate having learned this, but I thank you because now I know my father. And I love my father, not the image of my father that I was holding, that I was blind to, that was blinding me to who he really was. A new and honest heart. So the 2 years that this young man was in that time of discerning about his father and figuring it all out and looking deeply into it, I want to suggest to you that that period of time is really, that's what we are invited to in the time of Lent. Only not for our fathers or our mothers or other people, but for ourselves. To look deeply into ourselves and to see what is in us. To see the things like, you know, when I do good works for people, I really have to say that I like when other people notice. Huh? You know? And when I pray, I kind of like it that other people pray with me and are and watch me pray. I kind of like that. I'm kind of drawn to this kind of thing, right? And Jesus is saying, you know, on the Sermon on the Mount, he says, you know what? I know about this. Let me give you some guidance. Let me give you an invitation. Because I know you all love this. I know you all love the trumpets to sound in front of you. So do this instead. Go to a place that's quiet and say your prayers. Give your alms secretly so nobody else sees them. Spend some time by yourself thinking about these things and how often you really would rather not be by yourself when you do these things. You'd rather be with others. Take your time. Examine yourself. And then understand this. We are all caught in this web of what Jesus calls hypocrisy, or it's translated as hypocrisy. And that hypocrisy is this. The word that he uses is actually about actors in plays. So actors who are both wearing a mask and playing a role. And what Jesus is saying is, the time has come for you to stop wearing a mask in public in order to impress others. And stop playing this role that you are playing. That's not the you that I know. The you that I know is, there's good things in you. You are created good and you are good. And you're trying too hard. Like, are you trying to impress me? You don't have to do that. I already love you more than you will ever know. But I love the you that's really you. So spend some time with yourself and understand who the real you is. And know that I love that person. There is no need for you to put on airs, put on a mask, put on something that you're not. And on top of all that, even though I know that we do this, even though I know that you do that, Jesus says, it doesn't matter. I still love you. I still love you. So take the time to find who the real you is. And the things that you would rather hide from other people. That's the stuff that I also love. I love you in that stuff. And in spite of that stuff. Don't try to act like it's not there. Instead, open it all up. It's painful. It hurts to recognize our own faults and our own flaws and our own sin and our own masking. It does hurt. But in the end, like this young man who knew his father in the end and incredibly came to love him, the true him, so it is with us. We will know our true selves, and we will know ourselves as loved. As loved. And there's nothing we can do about it. And there's nothing that's in us that would stop it from happening. So, during Lent, let's journey through this. And let's listen. And let's take some time and think about the fact that really the call of Lent is to look deeply at what we need to repent of, knowing that forgiveness is right there. Forgiveness. It's another name for love. And so, when we go into Lent, this is what we're doing. The things that we need to be forgiven of, and the love of God, are right next to each other. And that great mystery is the mystery of Lent. So let us enter the mystery together. Amen.